You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal. That's horrible.
On Thursday, November 13th, Soraya Martinez-Ferrada was sworn in as Montreal's new mayor, ushering in a new era for municipal politics. Her party, Ensemble Montréal, now has a narrow majority in city council and a mandate to speed up private housing development, audit cycling infrastructure, and increase funding to address homelessness. One of Ensemble's central promises is to increase public safety and security. They have plans to increase lighting in parks at night. They also intend to add more surveillance cameras to public spaces. They also plan to double the number of what are called mixed squads, or squads of police and social workers working together. This would require an increase in police funding. Dr. Ted Rutland is a professor of human geography at Concordia who focuses on urban politics, planning, and policing in Canada with a social justice lens. Dr. Rutland conducted a study on the efficacy of mixed squads. Here's Rutland.
I did an extensive investigation of mixed squads with the homeless serving coalition, CHAPSIM, and found that having the police patrol with social workers makes the work of actual social workers much more difficult, because we're talking about social workers that are trying to build relationships with unhoused people who have no reason to trust someone who just walks up and says they're there to help you. And that work of building relationships is made much harder when you've got this branch of social workers that say they're there to help but are actually working with the police.
Dr. Rutland's study found the presence of police in a sensitive situation can negate the calming effect of social workers. He also says an increase of mixed squads would lead to over-policing. Ensemble has also promised to increase the number of special constable police in metro stations. Here's Rutland on that.
And they've also promised to increase the number of special constables in the metro's stations, which of course won't do anything, because you know the problems that occur in metro stations are massively exaggerated and also can't be addressed by increasing the number of police officers. I mean, you can't have a police officer in every metro car, and even if you did, stuff's still going to happen.
For more local news coverage, tune in to CJLO on Friday mornings at 9 a.m. for the weekly news hour. For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to Everything Everywhere. My name is Sophie, and on this show, I typically have a theme every week that is somewhat anthropological, kind of relates to the human condition or the human experience. And this week, I'm talking about love and femininity. I kind of paired them together. I initially wanted to do love because I was saving it for a rainy day when I didn't have something super elaborate, and it's obviously very easy to look at love in music. But I'm pairing them together today. I'll get more into it. Listen to the rest of this song by Bailey RP called Love Isn't So Lonely. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, that song ended shorter than than I thought it would, but it's so good. I have been really obsessed with this artist. I discovered her on my Instagram Reels, and I think I played her a couple weeks ago, but she uses this thing called a pocket operator, as well as her Nintendo DS and her electric guitar to address the synths. It's kind of like this glitch pop sound, but her voice is so mellow that it all pairs together so well. Highly recommend you check her out. But yeah, today I'm talking about love and femininity because I feel like femininity is something that shows up within love, and there's so many great women artists as well as non-binary artists who I'm showcasing today who might not even talk about femininity or resonate with femininity, but I wanted to include these songs just because I feel like I resonate with them kind of on that level in relation to how I approach love personally. And so, yeah, I didn't want to essentialize the word just because everyone approaches love and gender expression in like whole different ways. And so this is kind of just how I experience, I don't know, notions of love and and femininity, I guess, within music. I can't find all the right words right now. I'll get into it as we go along through the songs. I think I'll kind of find my footing. But I just wanted to introduce that today as our theme. So next up, I have Misunderstood by Little Sims, who just rocks. I love her music. And this song especially, just I've had it in my rotation in the last few months, because it's upbeat, but it also just feels really deep, and I love her words, her lyrics, it's just beautiful. And then after that, I have 23 by Cleo Soul, that I'll chat more about after it's done, but it talks more about the relationship between mother and daughter, it seems like, and I think the melody is great. It's beautiful. But when you actually listen to the lyrics, it seriously makes you want to cry, especially if you're a daughter. Not that I resonate with all of the lyrics within it, because it sounds like she's describing like a pretty problematic relationship. But it's just stunning and beautiful. And it's a different kind of love. It's a familial tie. It's not, you know, a romantic relationship that she's describing. So without further ado, I'm going to let you listen to Misunderstood by Little Sims with Cleo Soul up next. Enjoy.
I don't wanna be all popping down for days, laying in my misery, hoping I'll be saved. Stuck in my ways, stubborn, I know it can't be changed. Living in isolation, attention I never crave. There go little Simbi from around the way. She wanted the credibility, never cared for fame. While the palette fades, release the colors of pain. It's a black and white world, still in the area gray. Looking back, was it all a waste of handshakes and how we're used and what you've been up to and will you be home soon and when are you dropping again? Sussing me out, secretly hoping I'm done with a pen. No receipts, can't return the gift I was sent. Everything I touch is felt with the purest intent. Conversations with you is causing resentment. Hard to accept the realness, she said. I've been loving you freely. Back when you was broke, handing out them CDs. Tried to fall in love and you cut cause you need me. I told you give it up and you never believe me. Your obsession with me has been your Achilles heel. Feelings equals weakness and that's why you bury yours. Understand you were just a vessel for the Lord. Lying hard, don't you feel these blessings in your pores? Little misleading, misguided, misunderstood, misjudged. Little mistaken, heartbroken, that's basic mistrust. For many days and for many nights, I just couldn't fathom all the fate stuff. eyes wide open to fate, love, cause no one's checking for you when you got it bad and you're in the worst, lowest place, still can never crash. Strong women bounce back to secure bags. Know it's in my DNA to only be great. Niggas trying hard to get the juice and them lemonade. The right words for a living and still can't communicate. Honesty is in my bones, I can't do the fate. Life's too short and I've seen too many tears. I've come too far for me to be consumed by my fears. Can't believe the space I'm in with my older sister. I left the global empire and now she thinks I dissed her. It weren't now, I just needed to explore shit on my own. I just needed to figure out, I probably let my anger get the best of me. When it comes to family, see now you're testing me. You want my everything until there's nothing left of me. I just wanted you to call me saying, hey sis, how's your day been? How's your love life? Are you dating? Oh, he fucked up, girl, I had the same thing. But there's a bigger picture, God is painting. It's hard mixing family and business. I really wanted it to work and God is my witness.
So misunderstood, you're misunderstood. Don't stop, I can feel your pain. I can see your tears. So misunderstood, you're misunderstood. Hurt for a while.
CJLO and Worst Dad Ever present Heaven for Real's launch show for Who Died and Made You the Dream. Come to Lesko Griff on December 6th for new tracks from the album and opening sets from local legends Amory and Girl with Dream. Doors at 8 and show at 8:30. Tickets are $12 in advance on thepointofsale.com and $15 at the door.
Do you want to have a discussion about movies?
You talking to me?
And have the iconic sounds of cinema?
Well, then tune in to At the Movies every Tuesday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. only on CJLO 1690 a.m. with your hosts,
Remy
and Danny.
Don't laugh! This ain't reality TV!
You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM. This is Everything Everywhere. My name is Sophie, and as I said, today we're talking about love and femininity. And what you heard before the ads was 23 by Cleo Soul, a song that I had it more on repeat in the summer, like constantly, but I was scrolling through like my liked songs on Spotify and I was like, I need to include this song. Mostly just like, of course, because I adore it. I adore the melody, the instrumentation, her voice, the lyrics, but also just the message behind it of, you know, this mother-daughter relationship. And it seems like the daughter recognizes that the mother had these unrealized dreams and ambitions. But, you know, it seems like she takes out that frustration on her daughter. And so it's from the daughter's perspective of like, all of that is reborn into me and you need to stop being immature. And like, we need to have, you know, a relationship, or you need to accept me for who I am and, you know, not resent me for, you know, whatever didn't happen in your own life. And I don't resonate with that personally, but the message is so intense yet beautiful and mellow. Anyway, it's so lovely. Next up, I have My Dear Life by Mary Angela Celeste, as well as Vangelis. And then I have Of Womankind by Canadian artist Feist. Of Womankind specifically is such a powerful song. I don't know. The lyrics, I feel like, are so pertinent. Is that a word in English? I'm thinking pertinent en français. But I really like the lyrics on that one. But I'm going to start you off with My Dear Life. It's also a lovely song. Enjoy.
My best friend, you are
makes the past a task it cannot hope to do, and I commiserate with you who made the parallel mistakes that add up to a grain. Praise climb above the mountainside. Protest songs are in our eyes. We'll lift up like a flock of birds. Cycle through to murmuration. Power grows, God only knows. We'll deconstruct construction noise of cherry lip and uniform. The hubris that the humans wore. Is a corporation. I believe we're all a fool. Tonight, remind me of womankind. Be a pie, remind me of womankind. What you had before you could leave behind. What you had before you could leave behind. Be a pie, remind me of womankind. Be a pie, remind me of womankind. Tarot card for all the world, unlikely to apologize, just overthrow a couple words that the body politic deserves. Just look what's happening to her. Just look what's happening to her. Hugging pepper spray at night. We check under our cars to navigate this subtle maze. Be exactly who we are.
By Feist. Just an incredible song, incredible lyrics, incredible melody. Yeah, it's beautiful. I finished All About Love by bell hooks this morning. Actually, I meant to finish it last night, but I was so exhausted I passed out. But I only had like 3 pages left, so I read them on the bus this morning. But the book is also kind of what inspired today's theme, which is love and femininity. And yeah, I still don't know if I can formulate my thoughts on it. I'm still sitting with it. I might even need to read it again at some point. But I found it hard to keep reading. I don't know if that, like, and I don't want to speak badly of it, but I don't know, I found it hard to keep reading, not because it was difficult to grasp, but I think it just, I don't know, even it all just felt self-evident, even though it wasn't. I know she's demystifying a lot of what is commonly perceived, you know, in discussions of love, and how it is such a term that is brought up again and again and again, but I don't think, you know, people obviously understand the depth of, you know, what love can do and everything. And it was beautiful. And I think I'm going to have to read more of her work to understand more of how she writes and everything. But I think it was just more of a personal thing. Like the way it sat with me, I was kind of like, I don't know, I kept wanting it to go further, and I don't know if it did. And I think it was just trying to provide a basis for what love should mean and how you should kind of go about thinking about love. So in that sense, I think it did its job, but I think I just need to read more of her work, and then I'll probably get what I'm digging for. But yeah, I don't know. It's what inspired today's show, and so I thought I'd highlight a lot of music and songs and artists that I feel speak about love in their own way, whether they express notions of femininity or they don't. It's kind of all sprinkled throughout, and you can kind of pick up whatever themes of each that resonate with you. And these all resonate with me in my own way. So yeah, moving on, I am going to play Feel by Sarah Rossi, an artist from Montreal, I believe. And then Lady Full of Dreams by Kathy Hammer, which has been a song that has been in my playlist rotation a ton recently. I think the melody is great, but it really speaks to me on like on an emotional level of just a lady full of dreams. Like, hello, that is me. And yeah, I think you'll love it. I thought it was a song from like the 80s, or like it has this old vintage feel to it, but I think she only released it within the last 5 years. She released it this year, actually. I don't know why. I don't know. Anyway, she released it this year. It's beautiful. It sounds old and vintage, but it's not. And I think you'll like it. But first up here is Feel by Sarah Rossi.
You wanted an everlasting shore. All that you needed would steal you down. See your ghost, are you happy?
Lady Full of Dreams by Kathy Hammer, I'm not sure how to pronounce it, but such a lovely song. I don't know, I really resonate with it in my own way. Yeah, next up I have Point of View by Leith Ross, as well as Gloria in Excelsis Deo by none other than Patti Smith. I was told to watch an interview with Patti Smith recently with Ezra Klein, I think, and I still, well, this was yesterday, so I still haven't gone around to it, but I really want to watch it, and I'm kind of upset that I didn't watch it before this episode, so I can't really speak on it, but I read Just Kids by Patti Smith, and it was just a lovely book. I'm sure many, many people have read it. It's super popular, but it's just, it's iconic, and yeah, she's a New York legend. I love New York. I love learning about the New York music scene, especially around that time in like the 60s, 70s. Yeah, no, it's great. And I feel like Patti Smith defies traditional femininity in her own way. And you see it throughout the entire book. And it's really inspiring, I find, just the way she describes feeling like, you know, people mistaking her for a man at times, or just how the way she dressed. And in this album cover too, like, I think she speaks about it in the actual book about how Robert Mapplethorpe photographed her, and she's got like this white shirt on with a coat thrown over her shoulder. Her hair is all shaggy, but it's just like, it's so powerful. And I find this song so empowering as well. And I just find her, the way she goes about her identity, also super inspiring, like embracing what is traditionally thought of as masculine, but still embodying just this like incredible female energy. First up, I'm going to play Point of View by Leith Ross, which Leith Ross is non-binary, so I'm not prescribing femininity onto them, of course, but listening to this song, I was just thinking of love the entire time, and how each person, in no matter what kind of loving relationship, has their own point of view and, you know, conceptions about, you know, themselves as well as their partner. And you get to know someone, but you only really have your own point of view throughout the entire relationship, and you can never know what that other person is deep down thinking or feeling or experiencing. And I think that is one of the most beautiful things about a relationship between two people, is not knowing exactly how they're feeling, but being committed to them anyway. The lyrics kind of exemplify it, and the melody is beautiful, so I'll let you listen for yourself.
To Jesus died for somebody's sins, but not mine. Milton, pot of thieves, wild cord on my sleeve, thick heart of stone, my sins my own, they belong to me, me. People say beware, but I don't care. Look at the window, see a sweet young thing hopping on the parking meter, leaning on the parking meter. Oh, she looks so good. Oh, she looks so fine. And I got this crazy feeling, and then I'm gonna make a mind. Oh, I put my spell on her. Here she comes, walking down the street. Here she comes.
November 20th to 30th, experience RIDM, the Montreal International Documentary Festival. Bold films that redefine documentary cinema and reframe how we see the world. Featuring screenings, concerts, discussions with filmmakers, and celebrations that carry the experience into the night. RIDM, November 20th to 30th in Montreal. Info and tickets at ridm.ca.
Fret, there's always Brave New Jams, your source for the best in improvisational rock and roll. That's Brave New Jams, Saturday, 10 p.m. till midnight, on CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com.
Hey, it's Lisa Clara. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM. This is Everything Everywhere. Thank you so much for listening today. I'm ending off with a couple tracks, but this is the last you'll hear of me for this hour. I had a really fun time with this episode. I love talking about things that I personally resonate with, as well as, you know, in general. So today I discussed love and femininity and how they connect, and kind of talked about them in their separate ways as well, and how I feel like some of these songs embody one or two or both or either of these themes. And so, yeah, I hope you found some songs that resonated with you as well. Next up, I have Had a Dress by Alicia Clara, who you just heard do a lovely station ID. And then hopefully I can play most of this song. We'll see if time permits, but I'll keep it with mine by Nico. Yeah, both very mellow tracks. The Nico song, I feel like, just talks about taking someone's problems or trauma or baggage and holding it with herself. You know, I don't know how to describe this. I feel like I should stop rambling so that you can actually hear the song. That's it for me today. Have a lovely Thursday. I'll see you next week on Everything Everywhere at 9 a.m. Bye-bye.
Thank you. could search, babe, at any cost. But how long, babe, can you search for what's not lost? Everybody will help you. Some people are very kind, but if I can save you any time, come on. I think I'm odd if I say I'm not loving you for what you are, but for what you're not. Everybody will help you discover what you